This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Our national election is just 5 weeks away, and yet many news stories illustrate that there are problems on the horizon. Much of the rhetoric focuses on the possibility of election fraud. A greater problem may simply be election mismanagement. The state of New Jersey has provided many illustrations. The election in the state's third largest city, Paterson, was such a mess that they will redo the election on November 3rd. They had to take a mulligan in the election because a quarter of the ballots had to be rejected. As troubling as those actions were, the reaction to this debacle was worse. A New Jersey judge acknowledged that many ballots in the election were rejected, but then tried to put a positive spin by noting that the overall ballot rejection rate in other elections was only 9.6%. I am troubled he used the word only to describe ballots tossed out. New Jersey was in the news again when officials in Sussex County announced that they had discovered 1,666 ballots in a bin that was mislabeled. Don't worry, said the local board of elections. These 1,666 missing ballots did not change the outcome of any primary election. My question is, what if it did? How do you lose more than 1,000 ballots, and what happens if something like this happens in November? The casual, cavalier reactions from these elected officials should alarm us. Imagine if votes were valued the way we value money. Imagine if your bank told you that their ATM machine only made a mistake 9.6% of the time. Imagine if your bank misplaced $1,666 of your money. Voting and elections are important. I'm deeply concerned that some of these election officials don't take it very seriously. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.